Hi, Mark Kravitsky here for Parables That Preach, a podcast for preachers. Today is Friday, July 9th of 2021, and this episode is called Tears May Last for the Night, But Joy Comes in the Morning. The story of Horatio Spafford is well known. He was a wealthy landowner from Chicago, and the Great Chicago Fire nearly wiped him out. A couple years later, his family was preparing to take a trip to London to hear their favorite friend and preacher, Dwight L. Moody, preach. But just before they left, urgent business kept Horatio in Chicago, but he went ahead and sent his wife and four daughters ahead. The problem is there was a collision at sea. The boat sank. Anna Spafford, Horatio's wife, was found unconscious floating on a piece of wood, and she was rescued. However, she sent a telegram back to her husband that simply read, "Saved alone." Horatio quickly hurried his way to London to be with his wife as they consoled one another, and he wrote the hymn, "It Is Well with My Soul." But the story of Horatio and Anna Spafford does not stop there. It continues. They returned to Chicago, had three more children, but they became disenfranchised with their local Presbyterian church. They felt like they weren't being cared for, and people were asking the question, what did they do to anger God so much? And so they left that church and started a home church based on prayer. They also began to get rid of material possessions. They had no love for those things anymore after losing their children. Their son that was born would die of the scarlet fever, so with their two daughters, they would eventually move to Jerusalem and start a mission work there. Their goal was not to proselytize. They were a religious organization, but they wanted to meet the needs of the local community. At that time, there was no children's hospital in Old Jerusalem, and they started it. The work that began at that time still continues to this very day. It's called the Spafford Children's Center. And had it not been for the tears that Horatio and Anna experienced at the loss of their children, it probably never would have been started, as they would have been happily content in Chicago. In our own lives, we can think certain events are horrific, or we can think certain situations are wonderful. But you just never know how God is going to move in your life, whether He's going to allow a tragedy, or whether He's going to push you in a new way so that you can do a kingdom work that you never imagined possible. I'm sure if you asked Horatio and Anna, "Did you ever think you would live here and do this?" they couldn't imagine. Yet, that is what happened. When God is at work, you can guarantee He will bring about all that He has in mind. If you're going through some tears right now, be encouraged. Know that grieving may last for the night, but joy comes in the morning. This has been Mark Kravitsky for Parables That Preach. Until next time, preach the word.